I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. So have you heard about the Tide thefts? At first, it was thought to be urban myth, but last year, for the first time, Tide made the National Retail Federation's list of most targeted items for theft. On the street, it's called liquid gold. Why? Sergeant Aubrey Thompson is head of the special unit in Maryland's Prince George's County dealing with retail theft. And Sergeant Thompson, we hear of an incredible scene in which you found two guys in a supermarket parking lot putting about 200 stolen Tide jugs in their car. The next day you come back to be interviewed for TV, and what happens?
Another group of thieves were in the store as the interview was going on, and they were stealing the same amount of Tide, 200 bottles. The store loss prevention personnel was trying to get in contact with me, but of course I had my phone on silent because I was doing a news interview.
How is this possible? These Tide jugs are bright orange, unless it's Tide Free, in which case they're white with a green cap. Isn't anyone noticing this?
Well, this kind of theft was unheard of, and it was going unnoticed until it started getting out of control. Some cities have labeled it an epidemic.
And New York Magazine gives us this incredible history. Tide retails now for about $20 per 150-ounce bottle, but it's 50% more than others. It outsells its nearest competitor by 2-1, and it's because Tide is so iconic. Before Tide came along in 1946, you pretty much washed your clothes by hand, and so Tide was, as someone said, the iPod of its day. What are thieves doing with it now?
It's in high demand. So all the fencing operations, all the drug dealers, everybody wants it. So the thieves will go right out here and steal it, and it's almost like a 100% chance that you're going to sell it as soon as you leave the store.
How much can they make in a day, for instance?
The average thief that is out here stealing it and doing it as their job, they're making $2,000 a day tax-free.
What? On Tide?
On Tide.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and part of this, we read, is because this message that Tide sends, especially to people in low-income areas, if you can afford Tide, it's a sign of success. And they feel that there is something that comes with the product that has to do with cleanliness. So they're buying that. But a couple $1,000 a day, what are you doing to try to stop it?
We're attacking the problem. We're going in. We're working closely with the retailers. And we're locking everyone up all the way up and down the chain.
Well, and how much are stores losing, by the way, because of this?
I couldn't even begin to estimate, but one store in Bowie, Maryland, said they were losing $15,000 a week.
This is stunning. You're the head of the special unit that's now focusing on Tide. You know, what do the other people in your department say about that?
When we started making these large arrests and doing executing search warrants, everybody on the department was laughing, calling us the Tide Police. Liquid gold specialist.
Tide Brigade.
It's not a laughing matter because it's big business.
Yeah, it is big business. But on the other hand, it's, you know, people who seem somewhat desperate. Is there any sense from the Tide company itself that they're willing to overlook this, maybe overstock their Tide? I mean, the fact is, it's a huge compliment to Tide. They're not stealing anything else.
As a police department, we can't depend on Tide doing something. We have to address the problem. It's bigger than anything that I ever worked on because of high reward and low risk. So people that were normally doing anything wrong, they're getting into it now because it's big money. They watch the news and everybody sees what's going on. So everybody's jumping in on it. The hardened criminals, criminals just getting out of jail, people that were on the border of saying, oh, should I go to straight and narrow, people that lost their jobs. It's just a good product that's going to sell as soon as you steal it.
And just one last question. We also understand that the people at the checkout counters who are, you know, make next to nothing, they're disinclined, is the word, to point out that somebody may have a few bottles of Tide on the bottom of their basket that they're not pulling up, or may have, wow, a suitcase with Tide in it. But how else are these people getting out of the store with these huge bottles of Tide?
They're going to neighborhoods that don't experience a lot of crime and they don't have loss prevention in store. They're unaware of this problem. And keep in mind, 90% of the criminals that we deal with stealing this Tide, they're hardened criminals. They just got out of jail from doing 5, 10, 15 years in jail. And they big, they're crazy looking, they on drugs and alcohol. Who's going to stop them?
That's Sergeant Aubrey Thompson, head of a special unit on organized retail crime in Maryland's Prince George's County, and they are focusing on Tide. Sergeant Thompson, thanks so much for talking to us.
Yes, ma'am.
Listener Navin Johnson writes, hurry, better ban Tide. No, but what about high energy drinks for kids? That's next. Here and Now.